वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ज्ञानातिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणो ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 ए हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिला टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 Ulchur Niseditas Tams Te Vaivaswata Purasara Ke Yoyam Patisidharu Dharma Rajasya Sasanam Urchu Niseditas Tamste Vaiva Swatapura Shara Keyoyam Patisidharu Dharma Rajasya Sasanam Urchu Niseditas Tamste Vaiva Swata Purashara Keyoyam Pratisidharu Dharma Rajasya Sasanam Uchuru Niseditas Tamste Vaiva Swata Purashara Keyoyam Pratisidharu Dharma Raja Shasasanam. Chancellor. Mataji's. Uchu replied, he said, it being forbidden, turn to the other carriers of Lord Vishnu. Te de Vaibhaswata of Yamaraj. Purasara, the assistants or messengers. Ke who? Yuyam, all of you. Pratisedhara, who are opposing Dharma Rajasya of the king of religious principles, Yamaraj, Sasanam, the ruling jurisdiction. Translation and very short purport. By His Divine Grace, let's back to another Swami Prabhupada. When the other carriers of Yamaraj, the son of the sun god, were thus forbidden, they replied, who are you, sirs, that have the audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraj? Please repeat. When the other carriers of Yamaraj, the son of the sun god, were thus forbidden, they replied, who are you, sirs, that have the audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraj? Purport. According to the sinful activities of Ajamila, he was within the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the supreme judge appointed to consider the sins of the living entities. When forbidden to touch Ajamila, the other carriers of Yamaraj were surprised because they had never been hindered in the execution of their duty by anyone within the three walls. The purport to text 32 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, entitled The History of the Life of Ajamila. All conditioned souls who are engaged in material activities in this world are under the judgment of Yamaraj. Everyone. So the secretary of Yamaraj, Chitragupta, has a file for all living entities. Just like in every company, there is a record for all employers. In the abode of Yamaraj, he has a file for everyone. Our activities, both gross and subtle and verbal, are all recorded. At the end of one's life, the Yamadutas will come and take the candidate to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj will look at the record. Based on our activities, the judgment will be passed. The same way, in every company, all the workers have their file, and the management will look at the record and look at the performance of the worker. Based on that performance, they will be promoted or demoted or even removed. These are not whimsically done. They are done according to the activities of the individual person. Yamaraj is doing the same thing. That he has record of everyone and is keeping. What we are thinking is recorded. What we do is recorded. What we speak is recorded. In other words, nobody is free or independent in this world. We are all accountable for everything that we do. Therefore, no intelligent person should be surprised why we are suffering in this world. Surprise means that we are not intelligent or we are not sincere, even to ourselves. That we are surprised why we are suffering. It shouldn't be a surprise because we are responsible for everything that we do. And that is the reason why in this world we see that not all human beings are of the same level, even if they are born of the same mother or father or the same family. Because we have different desires and we have different activities. Our desires are different, and therefore our activities are also different. So we don't see that even twins born of the same family have the same experience, even though they may appear the same day, but they will never leave the body the same day. They are going to leave the body different days, although they appear the same day. One will stay shorter based on our activities. So your daughters have been keeping record, and this has been their activities since time. No one has ever stopped them from their duty. In history, they have been faithfully doing their duty until this day. They have seen Jamila doing all kinds of abominable activities, and they have been keeping his record. They have been keeping the record of Ajamila, and they were very convinced that this person must come to our master for judgment. They were fully convinced, looking at his daily activities. So when Ajamila was about leaving the body, he has not left the body yet. He is just still in the process. He was unconscious. So he was seeing everything that was taking place, that Yamadutas have come. And out of fear for these horrible looking personalities, he shouted, this is Gayatri Mantra for Ajamila. And Lord Narayan, in this chapter, He's going to establish the supreme nature of the holy name. And he's going to establish the supreme position of Krishna's devotees. That Krishna is going to establish in the life of Ajamila. Ajamila was unconscious and he saw the Vishnu, the Yamadutas have come. So he chanted the name which he had been practicing, chanting for a long time. What Ajamila chanted was Namabas. Namabas, which is just a beginning. It's a beginning. Namabas. And unconscious, of course. Sama Karisi told Sutta Goswami that the holy name of Lord Krishna is so powerful that even unconsciously chanted can defeat even fear personified. The nature of the holy name of Lord Krishna is glorified. But this is not an excuse for us to chant inattentive rounds. It is not an excuse. This will go against the 10th principle, the 9th offense, which we have to avoid. Taking the holy name of the Lord in vain. That is Bible language. Bible language. In Vedic language, we will say, to commit the offense on the strength of the holy name. We shouldn't do that because it's not authorized. In the case of Ajamila, he was not conscious of the name he chanted. He was simply thinking of his son, not even the name. So his chanting was not offensive chanting. And he was not chanting the name. He didn't call his son to counteract his sinful activities. It wasn't the case. The case was a normal situation. That he was in his normal state, he called his son. So he was not calling his son for anything. He called his son out of affection, being afraid of the Yamadutas. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is showing how he is very, very attentive to little devotional service, little service rendered to him. He is very attentive and he reciprocates. Lord Vishnu, he didn't look at Ajamila. He looked at the name he chanted. So he sent his own messengers. The messengers of Yamaraj are here to do their duty. And Lord Vishnu's messengers, they also appear to do their duty. And there is a conflict here. It's a conflict between Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas on their duty. So for the first time they saw that somebody is stopping them from their duty. A sincere devotee should not be attached to position, but should be attached to the service. And we shouldn't allow someone else to take our service. We shouldn't. The Yamadutas protested. Who are you trying to
stop our service for young Maharaj, who is responsible for punishing those who are sinful. Who are you? The Vishnu Dutas will respond. They will respond after some time. But here, Yamadutas are surprised to see someone is stopping them from their service. They didn't just give up their service and run away. They stood to question, why are you stopping us from our duty? This is a service we have for our master, and we have been doing it faithfully. Why are you stopping us from doing the service? The Yamadutas will respond to that. Vishnudutas, they're going to respond to that. And they also examine the personalities who have come to stop them from their service. They could see this difference. When they appeared, everywhere was dark. When Vishnudutas appeared, everywhere was illuminated. So they questioned for an answer. They need explanation. Why are you stopping us from doing our duty? Because this person is destined to go for punishment. We cannot see the reason why you are stopping us from our duty. And we have not seen someone who is superior to Yamaraj. Yamaraj is superior to everyone here. After hearing the wonderful discussion and explanation on the Vishnu Dutas, some of the Yamadutas blooped. They left their service. Because that's intelligence. Every intelligent person should go for the best. Some of them, they blooped. Because they could see something which is higher, which is superior. Every intelligent person should go for the best. They said, what is your Lord Jagannath like that? Very intelligent. He was very simple village man, working daily in the field. After some long time, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna told us that if we engage in our occupational duty, we become purified from that duty, and that purification would give us knowledge. The knowledge will lead us to renunciation, and renunciation will lead us to full devotional service to Krishna that will attain perfection. So this devotee, he was fully engaged in his occupational duty, and he became purified. That one day he questioned himself, why am I suffering like this? I think I should get a better person and served. And looking around in his village, who is the best person in his village? Who is the best person there? The local chief. So he went to the chief. Can you give me employment? So he said yes. So he gave him a service. He was doing that service for some time. After some time, he became purified, and the king visited the chief. And he saw that his chief got down to offer obeisances to him. So he was shocked. I thought this is the highest person here.
Today I have seen someone who is superior to the chief. So he went to the king and he said, can you give me some employment? The king said, yes, so you come to my palace. So he went to the king's palace, considering that he's the best person in the world. And after some time, he saw that Narademuni came to visit the king. And the king also got down from his throne to offer respect and wash the feet of Narada. He was shocked. I thought the king is the highest person. Today I've seen someone who is superior. So look at the progression in his bhakti. From doing his duty, Krishna told us to do our duty, we will get purified. So he got purified. So he was waiting and waiting when Narademuni finished his Bhagavatam discourse with the king, who was about leaving. So he came to Narademuni and said, my dear sir, I want to worship the highest person. And today I have seen you are the highest person. You are the best. So please, I want to be a servant. So Narademuni said, oh, you are looking for the best person. Say, yes, I want the highest person to serve. So Narademuni said, oh, you are very, very lucky. Say, yes, I'm lucky to have met you. Narademuni said, no, I am not the highest person. The highest person is in Jagannath Puri. Do you know Puri? He said, I will ask. So Narademuni said, go to the highest person. He's in Puri. So he went. He went to Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, he doesn't know any person there. And he got there very late. He got there very late. It was winter. It was very cold. But he wanted to serve the highest person. And that had taken him to Jagannath Puri to see the highest person, Purusha Uttama. So while he was resting in the Nile, Lord Jagannath came with his uncovered cloth and covered him up. So the Pujari woke up the next morning. They walked the deity and in the temple, and they saw that Lord Jagannath Chada was missing. So they searched and searched and searched. They couldn't find it. They came out and saw one wretched man is covering himself with Lord Jagannath Chada. He was arrested as a thief. One thing they didn't observe was that the door to the altar was not broken. They didn't observe that. They were covered with devotion, so much devotion that they didn't check all that. Their concentration was Lord Jagannath Chada was missing. That was all. So they couldn't see other things. So they arrested him and brought him before the king. And they were deciding what to do, the punishment to give to him. So Lord Jagannath told them, what is wrong with a friend reciprocating the love of his friend? What is wrong with that? This is my devotee desiring to worship the supreme personality of Godhead. And for this, he has passed through so many stages of life. And finally, he has come here to see me. So what is wrong with man reciprocating with his love, that I offered him my chada? Release him. So he was released. So the Yamadutas also, some of them blooped and went to worship Lord Vishnu, who is the highest person.
For those who are intelligent, we should not look for any person less than Lord Vishnu to worship. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
So how can a occupational duty can purify one? Connected with devotional service.
How can our occupational duty purify us? If he's not connected with Krishna. Our occupational duty will purify us. if we follow the culture. If you follow the culture, if a Shudra does his duty very nicely, serving a Vaishya, a Kshatriya, Brahmana very nicely, in his next life he got automatic promotion. He'll be promoted to become Vaishya. The Vaishya will go to Kshatriya, and the Kshatriya will go to Brahmana. Then Brahmana will go to Vipra and become Vaishnava. Better than that is when we do our occupation based on the scripture. When we gratify our senses based on the scripture, that would develop knowledge. The other one will not help us to develop knowledge. It will only help to promote us on that level. But the activities which are approved in the scripture, or when we do our own personal duty based on the scripture, we will develop knowledge to become a devotee. So we don't have to go through the normal process to come to devotion. There will be automatic promotion.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Krishna.
You were explaining how Ajamiya called out Narayan at the end of his life very powerfully because he was afraid he was about to leave his body. We also hear that for our chanting to bear fruit, we have to chant helplessly. And I'm wondering, when you're not on a deathbed, you know, and you're physically healthy and things are sometimes working out in your favor, it may be very difficult to chant helplessly. So can you suggest some ways for how do we approach this mood of helpless chanting?
Yes, good question. If we are not on the deathbed, of we are not informed that they are going to die tomorrow, we will not be able to chant with intensity. So how can we develop that consciousness to chant with intensity? Service to a pure devotee. Service to a pure devotee is so powerful that it will give us the strength to chant nicely. To develop the knowledge, to be able to understand that any moment is our time to leave the body. Any moment. To be able to get this fortune, one has to serve a pure devotee sincerely to his full satisfaction. We'll be promoted to come to this level that we want to chant as if the next moment is our time of quitting the body. That should be our mindset. Every fortunate devotee chant like that. Every sincere, this fortunate devotee sees himself or herself like this, that today is my last day. It's a great fortune to come to that level. And that fortune is developed from serving a pure devotee. Then we can chant with intensity, considering that this is my last chance. Let me take full advantage of it. Not that I have 100 years to live, therefore there is time. And devotees, fortunate devotees, they see that today is my day, not tomorrow. Therefore, the things which we're supposed to do today should be done today, not tomorrow. The things which we should do today, we should do them today. It's a fortune to come to this platform. But the process is to serve a pure devotee very nicely. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, Prabhupada mentions in the purport towards the end that Yamdutas, they were never forbidden in the three worlds. So what are these three worlds?
Three worlds, the upper, middle and lower planetary system.
So are the demigods also under the jurisdiction of Yamraj?
Yes, demigods also die. They change body. The demigods are under Yamaraj also.
But in the scripture it is mentioned, especially those on higher planets, they are bhoga yoni. Means even if they enjoy to any extent, there is no sinful activity. And in earthly planet, we are called karma yoni. And in the lower planet, it is called where they are suffering only.
Yes.
So how to understand this?
The demigods, they don't suffer the way we suffer. For example, here, according to the level of our sinful life, the laws are heavier. So those who are very light, the laws also are light for them. The demigods are very light in their sinful activities, so the laws are light for them. For example, adultery is not a serious thing for demigods. But adultery is serious, you see, for we on this on this level. But they still suffer birth, death, old age and disease. Even though they live so long and their situation is thousands of times superior to our own situation, still there is karma for the activities. It's light, but it's there. Here, death is gross. So we feel it, and therefore we are afraid. For demigod is like a blink. So they don't feel it. But it is there. Subtle.
So why there are only three Yamdutas? Like when Vishnu Dutas, they came, they were four in number. Whereas the Yamdutas, it is mentioned, they were three in number. So what is the significance of these numbers?
I had somebody explaining that, I forgot exactly what he explained, but I'll try. So one devotee explained that. Na, ra, ya, na. So, Vishnu Dutas were four. And then, I forgot the other one. The other one he said, I forgot.
So, can I, this
yes,
comment?
Yes, tell us.
So, it is mentioned that we do sinful activities in three ways. Mansa, karmana, vacha.
Yeah.
So
that's why there are three. Okay. Yes. Now I won't forget again. Now remember. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You are telling us to chant the holy name in a pure form, but we don't have taste for the chanting of the holy name. We don't have any taste for the chanting. We know that the chanting is the topmost way to get the love of God at serving the Vaishnavas, so come out of the bodily platform. But we are so conditioned. So how will you?
Yes, Rupa Goswami said, letter of instruction, a person who is suffering from jaundice, a person who is suffering from jaundice will never relish sugar. Sugar will be bitter. So, our tongue is affected by jaundice. That is why we don't have taste for the name. Why would Haridas Thakura chant the name 24 hours non-stop? The six Goswamis chant non-stop the holy name and forgetting that they have material body. Because their tongue is free from jaundice. Therefore, the name is very sweet. And who would like to give up something which is tasty, nectarian? Who is that a fool that would prefer poison to ambrosia? It's only unfortunate soul like us. See, Rupa Goswami said, there is no other medicine to cure this jaundice than the sugar. So he said, it is wonderful that although our tongues are affected by jaundice, but if one continue to chant this name, even without taste, the name is so powerful that it will create a taste in due course of time. So we recommend Aswamedha Jagya to cure. He didn't recommend that. He didn't recommend the horse sacrifice. He didn't recommend the saying on top of ice and Himalayas to perform austerity. He didn't recommend all that. He recommend keep chanting the name. Although it is bitter, but continue to chant the name. It will become sweet after some time. That is how powerful, merciful, and very kind the holy name is. In this world, in this material world, if you do anything without perfection, you will never achieve the result. If you don't complete your house, you have uncompleted building to live. If you don't complete your education, you have no certificate. You don't complete your food, it's unbaked, uncooked food. You cannot eat it nicely. But the holy name, or in a way that if you chant mantra imperfectly, you get the opposite result. It will be destructive. But chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, even with your friends, it's so wonderful, and the name will rise above all the offenses, destroy everything inauspicious, and reveal the pure name. That is the superior nature of the holy name. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, in any circumstances, in whatever may be our situation, don't worry, but simply chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, yeah.
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.